a proposed merger between two of the region's colleges has been abandoned. Darlington College and Stockton Riverside College have been moving towards a merger this autumn, but they now say it won't be going ahead. The news comes as a pay dispute continues at Darlington College, where some lecturers and support staff are facing pay cuts of up to 10%. Joyce McAndrew is the regional officer with the university and college union. She had this reaction to the news that the merger is off.
Initially, one of surprise, the process of the area review, which the government initiated a couple of years ago, was to look at ensuring that people in the area had good provision of further education. And to date, none of their recommendations have been acted upon. So it is a bit surprising and frustrating that all of this money was spent on doing these area reviews when actually that money could have been much better used.
Well, further education has faced government funding cuts and having already accepted pay freezes and increased workloads, union official Joyce McAndrew says the proposed pay cuts are a step too far.
We are clear that there are issues with funding going forward as well. What I'm saying is that if the government could have afforded to do these reviews, then they could afford to put more money into further education. Where we are in relation to the pay cuts is that's the proposal going forward from this year. And, of course, clearly not happy about that. And members feel that, you know, after a number of years of not having any pay rises and last year agreeing to increase their workload, they're now going to have to potentially face significant cuts in their salaries. And that's not fair. It's not good for the college either.
Well, union leaders say a number of North East colleges are imposing redundancies as well as pay cuts. Joyce McAndrew says it comes at a time when student numbers are in decline.
It's mostly down to reductions in government funding, although there is a decrease in the student numbers available. So we are actually, as well as facing these pay cuts, there are redundancies in the college as well. There are redundancies in a number of colleges around the region, and it will be the effect of both the cuts in the funding and the dip in student numbers. There's also a lot of uncertainty because of where the government is at the moment in relation to apprenticeships and the funding for that. So the further education, which does a really, really good job in reskilling, upskilling people, but is in a precarious position.
And Joyce McAndrew of the University and College Union has this message for Prime Minister Theresa May.
I think she should revise the funding for further education to ensure that it is funded adequately to provide the education that the people in our community want and need.
Well, we approached Darlington College to take part on this morning's programme. Nobody was available. Both colleges have given us this joint statement.
Both Darlington and Stockton Riverside College remain committed to working together, exploring collaboration and potential future partnership activity. But we feel the risk of a full merger at this point in time outweighs the potential benefits to students, stakeholders and staff. Both colleges remain fully focused and firmly committed to meeting the education and skills needs in the areas they serve, and are passionate about supporting learning, skills development and employment across the region.
Well, needless to say, we will keep an eye on that story as it develops right here at BBC Tees. Good morning, Mike Parr, in for Neil and Amy today and all this